talk about Gareth, and this is, of course, setting this up for different things. They talk about Gawain. But they get back to Arthur in the middle of 566, or just below the middle. What we've been saying, Arthur has a terrific sense of justice. And now they remember the conversation when he was trying to warn them. There was that conversation last week. I thought he was trying to warn us. Listen, do you hear something? They don't, but Lance goes, and they make this big point in order to rationalize how they're safe in there, about how he puts this 5-inch thick hunk of oak through slots in the stone wall to protect the door. And unless you've seen some of these old mansion houses, you can't imagine for all of you who grew up in kind of tract houses with hollow wood doors on some of these big old mansions. I had a great summer job one summer. My dad had his own business, and I got really sick of working inside. And so when I was about your age, I told my dad one summer, I said, look, you know, I don't want to work for you this summer. Can you get a job with one of your friends for me? So he got a job with a friend who had a small roofing company. But all the people that worked for him were all from Europe. And what we did was they repaired all the estate homes on Long Island. So you go out to the Vanderbilt's home and all these huge estates. And I had the great job. These would be like 3-story stone brick mansions with slate roofs and all copper guttering and stuff. And what I got to do is I got to haul all the stuff around, one thing. The other thing was I always got to go up on the roof first with bee spray and crawl around the roof to see if there were any monsters up there before the guys would get up. I have a nice scar from my experience, too. But this was relevant, what were we talking about? Or was it? How is it relevant? Oh, no. Oh, the doors. Thank you. I don't look too much like a fool. I go further away.